弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴看到很多学生已经春假过完回到这里面来。
Very glad to see some of the students coming back to this town.
也很高兴看到一些我们自己教会长大的孩子出去读大学，现在回来过春假。
And also even better, we see some of the children who grew up here in this town going out for college now come here for the spring break.
还有刚刚爸爸的月子也做完了回来了。
And some of the parents, the new fathers, after the 1 month of the baby, the birth of the baby, they come back to this church.
也看到一些新面孔在我们当中。
Also a lot of new faces too.
我们感谢神。
We give all these thanks to the Lord.
常常有人会问说，信了主受了洗之后，有些事情还能不能做？
Quite often I heard people ask this question, what kind of things I cannot do after I become a Christian?
当然如果有些事情圣经清楚讲不应该做，我们知道了就不要去做。
Of course, some of the things written clearly in the Bible said we cannot do them. For these things, we cannot do.
可是有些事情圣经没有讲得很清楚的，我们怎么样决定是做还是不做呢？
But for other things, when the Bible is not very clear,So, should we do them or we shouldn't do them?
我们这一季的主题是将最好的献出。
The theme for this sermon for the season is to give your best to the Lord.
今天我就想来谈谈，如果我们愿意操练将最好的献出，这会如何影响我们在日常生活当中所面对的大大小小的决定。
I'm going to talk about if we decide to give our best or practice giving our best to the Lord.How this would affect our daily life in issues big or small.
我会跟大家分享七个简单扼要的原则。
I'm going to share with you seven brief but concise principles.
这是我自己在读哥林多前书和罗马书的时候所注意到的几点原则。
These are the principles I take note of when I read 1 Corinthians and Romans.
那这两卷书会提到这些原则，主要的原因是当时教会里面的人对于一些事情该做或不该做有不同的看法。
The main reason why the books, two books talks about the seven principles because in the churches at that time, people have different opinions about things, what they should do or what they shouldn't do.
那我把这些圣经的原则整理出来之后，觉得很适用于我们日常生活当中面对的很多的决定。
So I organized these principles and summarized them up, and I feel that they are very applicable to our daily life.
这些年来，对我自己来说，这些事情在我做决定的时候很有帮助。
For the past years in my own life, I feel they are very practical in my own decisions.
那希望今天大家听了之后，也会觉得这些原则对你很实用。
I hope that after the sermon today, you will feel these principles will be applicable to you too.
第一个原则在哥林多前书六章十二还有十章二十三两次被提到。
The first principle is mentioned twice in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 and the Romans.
Also 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12.
And also 10:23.
Yeah, okay. The same book.
Yeah. 就是凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。
That is, everything is permissible for me.But not everything is beneficial.
以前我在洛杉矶的时候，好几次有人问我说：“哎呀，是不是需要先戒了烟以后才能够信主受洗？”
Before when I was in Los Angeles, a lot of people asked me whether I should give up smoking first before I'm converted into a Christian.
那当然，问的人是已经抽烟抽了很多年了。
Of course, those who ask this question were chain smokers.
他们实在是很怕信主受洗之后就不能抽烟了。
They had a fear that after they become a Christian, they cannot smoke.
那圣经里面并没有清楚讲不能抽烟。
Of course, it's not written very clear in the Bible smoking is prohibited.
两千年前还没有流行抽烟这回事。
2000 years ago, there was no such thing like smoking.
圣经自然不会很直接地谈到这个问题。
Naturally, the Bible wouldn't mention this.
实际上在半个世纪、一个世纪之前，基督教都还有一些宗派没有强烈地反对人抽烟。
Of course, about half a century or one century ago, in some of the denominations in the church, they were not very clear about preventing smoking.
甚至还有一些传道人是公开抽烟的。
even some of the pastors, they openly smoked.
后来我们会劝抽烟的人戒烟，其中一个主要原因就是这个原则：凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。
Of course, later on we advise people to give up smoking because of this principle. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial.
现在连生产香烟的烟草公司都承认这是不容置疑的事实，就是抽烟的确对身体有害，而且是严重的伤害。
Of course, even the cigarette producing companies, they undeniably admit that smoking is damaging or hurting the health.
所以有一个有烟瘾的基督徒来问耶稣说，牧师啊，我继续抽烟还会不会上天堂啊？
So one smoker, addicted to smoker, and came to ask the pastor, Pastor, can I go to heaven if I continue to smoke?
牧师回答说，那看你自己咯。
And the pastor responded, it's all up to you.
抽得越多上去越快。
The more you speak the smoke, the faster you go.
今天并不只是教会因为信仰的原因劝人不要抽烟。
It's not because of the faith or beliefs in the church that we advise people to give up smoking.
世界上越来越多的国家，越来越多的城市采取了严厉的禁烟措施。
Of course, more and more cities and more and more countries, they take strong measures to prevent smoking.
因为抽烟不只是对抽烟的人本身有害，对周围的人也有害。
Smoking is not only harmful to those smokers, but also to the people around them.
那我知道我们当中还有一些朋友是经常抽烟的。
I know some of our friends here often smoke.
那我自己的一些亲戚，包括我的岳父，都还抽烟。
Some of my relatives, even my father-in-law, smoke.
所以我讲这些完全没有谴责或者要让任何人难堪的意思。
So by saying all this, I didn't mean to rebuke anybody or to make anybody feel bad.
我只是举一个生活的实例来说明，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处这个原则。
I just try to prove this principle that everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
圣经教导我们在考虑一件事情做或不做的时候。不要只想我有没有法律上的保障，我有没有权利这样做。
The Bible tells us that whenever we decide to do anything, we do not only think about whether it's allowed by the law or do I have the right to do it.
我们可以多想想，做这件事情对我自己是有益的吗？对我周围的人是有益的吗？
Instead, we need to think more. By doing this, is it beneficial to me? And to others too.
那这个原则其实还有很多方面的应用。
Of course, this principle can be applicable in many other areas.
才不过一两个礼拜前，有一个搬离开很久的家庭和我联络。
One or two weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, one family moved out of this town a long time ago. Contact me.
那位先生是一位教授。
So the husband is a professor.
过去一两个月，有美国好几所大学都给他工作，条件都很好。
In the past couple of months, several universities in the United States offered him a job with high salary.
那他在最后他考虑了两所学校当中，他想问我他应该选哪一所。
He finally narrowed down to two universities, and he asked me which one to choose.
那你如果认识我的话，你就知道我不会帮他选的。
If you know me very well, you know that I wouldn't make decision for him.
我就问了他几个简单的问题。
Instead, I asked him a couple of simple questions.
他回答之后，他就开开心心的做了最后的决定。
After he responded to my questions, he gladly made a decision.
怎么决定的？
How did he make a decision?
他自己分析之后知道，其中一个选择虽然学校的声望很高，让他很有光荣，但是会预期有很大很大的压力。
One of the universities on his list is a very famous university, and he will be better known in that working in that school. But he understands that there will be much pressure on him.
那对他自己的身体不好。
It's harmful to his health too.
对他的家庭不好。
Not good to his family.
对他参与教会的服事也很不好。
Even worse for his service for the church.
然后他在考虑到那个地区的人多半信仰很新派，对他孩子的成长也不好。
In addition, because in that area, a lot of people only believe in the new schools of thoughts, it may not be good for his children to grow up in that environment.
所以他就很 清楚地做了个决定。
Therefore, we clearly made a decision.
我们教会的朱辉弟兄也面对过类似的决定。
Brother 朱辉 in our church faced the same dilemma.
当时的有几家在大城市的公司都给了他很好的工作。
Several companies in big cities offered him a wonderful job.
给他很高的薪水。
With high salary.
他祷告了很久之后，他看清楚了，虽然新的工作薪水很高，对他自己的价值非常的肯定，那种满足感很好。
After praying for a while, and he felt that the big companies.Excellent jobs with high salary will make him feel very, very good about himself.
但是对他的家庭不好。
But not good for his family.
对他孩子的成长也不是最好。
Not good for his children.
尤其是他觉得对他们夫妇在主里面的继续追求成长不好。
In particular, it's not good for the couple to continue to grow in the Lord.
其实对他喜欢种菜也不好。
He likes to grow vegetables. It's not even good for his growing the vegetables.
所以他这个就把那些公司一一回绝了。
So he declined the offers one after the other.
弟兄姐妹，这些决定不简单耶。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not easy to make decisions like this.
但这就是这个圣经原则的实际运用。
It is the practical application of the principle in the Bible.
懂得照这些原则去活的人是有智慧的，也是蒙福的。
Those who follow these principles to apply to their life are blessed and wise.
这方面另外顺便提两点。
By the way, I will mention two things.
圣经说操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
The Bible says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.
操练身体是有益处的。
Of course, it's valuable for physical training.
我们每一个人都应该做。
Everybody should do it.
所以我非常希望我们教会各个团契的人可以定期在一起打打球或做一些其他的运动。
So I hope most of the people in our church would come together regularly to play some sports.
但操练敬虔益处更广更大。
But practice godliness has a wider and broader value.
对我们的一生影响更加的深远。
It will have a far-reaching impact on our life.
所以我盼望我们教会每一个人都努力养成天天操练敬虔的习惯。
I sincerely hope everybody in this church would practice godliness every day, cultivate the habit.
也希望每个团契都看重推动大家一起操练敬虔。
And also hope every fellowship to encourage each other for this practice of godliness.
另外，保罗在腓立门书里面提到一个人叫阿尼西姆。
Paul in the book Philemon mentioned a person by the name of Onesimus.
阿尼西姆这个名字的意思就是有益处。
The name of Onesimus means useful.
那保罗在信中对腓立门说，阿尼西姆这个人从前与腓立门没有益处。
Paul said to Philemon says, before Onesimus was not useful to Philemon.
但他生命被改变之后，如今与保罗和腓立门。都有益处。
But once the life of Onesimus was transformed, he not only was useful to Philemon, but also to Paul too.
也许我们可以借此提醒自己，也彼此激励。
Also, we may take this to remind us and encourage each other.
让我们都有心智来做个与众人有益处的人。
So we will have a mind to be useful to everyone.
第二个实际的运用原则出现在哥林多前书六章十二节。
The second principle appears in the First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12.
凡事我都可行，但总不受他的辖制。
Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
在比较早的时候，医学还没有清楚证明香烟一定是有害处的。
Quite a long time ago, when in the medical field, it was not proved that cigarette smoking is harmful to health.
但是教会早就劝人不要抽烟。
But in churches, it was advised to people not to smoke.
其中一个主要的原因是抽烟很容易上瘾。
One of the main reasons is that it's easy to get addicted by smoking.
任何一件会让人上瘾的事情，我们都当小心防范，趁早远离。
Anything which you can get easily get addicted, we should be careful and keep away from it.
今天社会上有很多人被各样的瘾所辖制着。
In modern world, a lot of people are addicted.
有烟瘾。
addictions of cigarette,
有酒瘾
wine,
有吸毒的毒瘾
drugs,
还有赌博的毒瘾
gambling.
这里有一个很可怕的地方。
Something is fearful here.
就是大家明明知道有很多人染上了那个瘾，他脱不了身，很痛苦。
Some of the people know that once they get addicted, it's hard to break away from it.
但是还是有很多人去尝试的时候却深信，我只要小心一点，我就不会上瘾。
Even so, some of the people still falsely believe that if I'm careful, I won't get addicted.
曾经有一个黑人的女孩在小学和初中的时候和我大女儿一起吹长笛。
At one time, there was a black girl who played flute with my daughter in middle school and elementary school.
这女孩当时很乖，而且又高又漂亮。
The girl was very beautiful, tall, and obedient.
但她后来在学校里面跟着别人吸毒，染上了毒瘾。
But soon she addicted to drugs with some other people.
至少有一次吸毒之后，在学校就发生行为完全失控的情形。
One time after taking drugs, she lost control of herself.
后来连高中都没有读完，非常的可惜。
It's a pity that she even didn't finish high school.
那我读大学的时候，有些朋友跟我一块编刊物。
When I was in college, some of the friends we edited in the journal.
其中有一位是还是非常非常老实的。
One person was very 老实 kind and gentle. Honest, kind and gentle.
那他后来被公司派来美国出差。
Once he was in the task on business,
他就跑去赌场几次。
He came to the United States, went to gamble in the casino.
结果染上了赌博的毒瘾。
And he was addicted to gambling.
读到一个地步，把公司的一大笔钱都给输了。
He even lost the money which were entrusted from the company to him.
当初闯的那个祸很大，差点把他的婚姻都给毁
了。That almost damaged his marriage.
我有位朋友曾经在 Las Vegas 当牧师。
I have a friend who used to be a pastor in Las Vegas.
他亲眼看到很多本来生活正常的中国人被赌博给毁掉一生。
He saw with his own eyes some of the families, Chinese families, were destroyed because of gambling.
他也语重心长地提醒我们所有人。
He was sincerely said to all of us.
他说：“我们不要想说啊，我们自己到赌城小赌几把没什么关系。”
Don't fear, it's no big deal when you go to the casino and just play a couple times.
他说：“你要知道，当你把生意带给赌场的时候，你就是间接的在帮助那个黑暗的势力。”摧毁更多人的人生。
You must be very clear about this. Once you go to the casino, you bring the business to the owner of the casino that it will do damage to a lot of people.
除了刚刚讲的那些众所周知不好的瘾之外
，In addition to all these addictions we talked mentioned before,
那凡事我都可行，总不受他辖制的原则，还可以适用在我们生活当中很多其他的事上。
Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. This principle can be applied to many areas in our life.
这几年已经有好几个机构都发表了他们的研究分析。
Several organizations published their survey analysis.
说我们现在很多的人都离不开 internet, 离不开手机。
They say a lot of people find it hard to part with internet or cell phones.
甚至到了无法自拔对身心灵有害的地步。
To such an extent that they cannot control themselves, the cell phones and internet will do damage to their health.
很多人已经习惯性必须每几分钟就要查看一下，哎呀，我有没有电子邮件啊，有没有 phone message 啊？如果一时间不能上网啊，就开始焦躁不安了。
They feel uneasy and develop a habit. Every few minutes, they will check on the internet to see whether they have the emails or messages, text messages.And if they don't have an internet, they will feel extremely anxious.
这真的已经成为现代的人的心理疾病，很多人需要治疗。
It is a disease of heart for the modern people. They need treatment.
现在有些教会办一些活动，带青少年外出露营。
So some of the churches now have the activities to lead youth out of their city or to camp outside.
让他们学习过一过没有 internet 还有 cell phone 的日子。
So that they can learn to live a life without cell phones or internet.
很多年轻人在头几天痛苦万分呢。
some of the young people feel so miserable in the first few days in the camp.
但是活动结束之后，他们都很警觉地决定调整他们的生活方式。
But they decided to adjust their life after the camp was over.
不要再被那些东西挟制住了。
They don't want to be controlled by the internet or such kind of things.
那受难节和复活节马上就要来临。
Good Friday and Easter will come soon.
有一些教会就鼓励年轻人在受难节的前四十天。就好像禁食祷告一样，放弃选择放弃一些现代科技的东西方便。
Some of the churches encourage their people to give up some of the modern technology and gadgets, just like bread fasting and praying.
上个礼拜 ABC News 就特别访问一位年轻的女孩子。
ABC News interviewed a young girl last week.
他就决定说在受难节前40天他把他的手机 iPod Internet 全部放在一边。
So this girl decided to, before the festival, 40 days, within the 40 days, they give up the cell phones, Internet,
and iPod.
iPod.
但是 ABC News 就去访问他们家。
So ABC News interviewed their family.
他和他的家人都说，他们没想到这些事情对他们家是很大的祝福。
She and the family all agree that this is a big blessing for their family.
他们全家的关系显著的改善。
There was a visible improvement in their family relations.
每天吃晚饭的时候，气氛和谐多了。
After supper every evening, there's a kind of warm atmosphere in the family.
不再为二的赶快的吃一餐，我要去用我的 internet 或我要去用我的 iPod。
It's no longer like before. Everybody hurried over their dinner and went to use their iPod or internet.
大家有更多时间开心的深入的交谈。
There was more time for them to talk in depth and happily.
吃完晚饭之后，也有更多的时间全家在一起做一些有趣的事情。
After dinner, the whole family would have some interesting activities.
我们要知道很多事情本来是好的。
We should know that some of the things by nature.They are good.
但是如果我们的心我们的时间被它占据太多变成瑕疵那就变成很不好
But if they occupy too much of our time and of our energy then we are controlled by these things it becomes bad
我的好太太在信主之后也意识到一件事情
My good wife is aware of one thing after she becomes a Christian
有一天她突然意识到主提醒她说她太爱看一些小说了
One day she suddenly realizes that God tells her that she spends too much time reading novels.
经过一番内心的挣扎之后，她就顺服了主，脱离那个瑕疵。
After internal struggle, she follows the Lord and breaks away from the control.
那我呢，以前是太爱看电视转播的球赛了。
For me, I really enjoy watching sports games on the TV.
起初我太太很不高兴讲我，我还不以为然。
In the very beginning, my wife was not very happy and reprimanded me for that.
我想她是女人，她哪里懂得我们男人的兴趣
？I actually didn't take it seriously. I thought, well, being a woman, how could she understand our interests?
后来在书里面多长进了一点，我才看到我真的是看太多了。
So when I grew up a little bit in the Lord, and I realized I really spent too much time watching TV games.
尤其是参与侍奉之后，我看见了，我如果继续被那个看球赛的瘾给绑着的话，我就很难更多的服侍神。
Even more after I practiced ministry, I realized that if I watch too many sports games, I will be mastered by this.
所以感谢神，神就帮助我脱离了那个辖制。
Thanks to the Lord helped me to break away from it.
那今天如果说有什么好机会可以看球，我要真的闲着没事的话，我想我还是会很享受看球赛的。
Even today, I would still enjoy watching sports games if I have time.
但是我知道，我可以打从心里说，那个瑕疵已经不存在了。
But honestly, I can tell you that the control is no longer there.
实际上，我和我的老太太都非常高兴，我们选择我们家里不接 cable。
My good wife and I, both of us are very happy that we don't have cable in our family.
我真的觉得那个好处多多。
There are a lot of benefits for not having cable
那第三个实际的原则出现在哥林多前书十章二十三节。
十章二十三节。So the third practical discipline appears in the First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
是凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
圣经里面其实还有好多处经文都提醒我们，说话行事要正面积极的，以造就别人为目标。
In the Bible, there are many places mentions us that whatever we do, whatever we say, we should have the purpose to build others up.
二十几年前，不止我年轻气盛，我的好太太也很年轻气盛。
About 20 some years ago, not only me, but my good wife is also 年轻气盛 young and proud.
Bad temper, maybe.
Or young and proud.
Yeah. 那有一次团契里面有一位弟兄一件事情做得不太好。
One time in our church, one brother didn't do something very decent.
我太太当时就表达了她不以为然的看法。
Immediately, my wife reacted with somewhat an arrogant manner.
这件事情客观来说，我太太讲的没有错，她也有权利这样说。
Honestly, frankly speaking, my wife was not wrong, and she had the right to speak her mind.
但是后来在圣灵的催促之下，我的太太在我的陪伴之下去跟那位弟兄道歉。
But urged by the Spirit.My wife went to apologize to the brother with me, together with me.
她道歉的时候引用了一句圣经的话。
When she made the apology, she quoted a scripture.
圣经说要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
要随时说造就人的好话。Okay. So the Bible says, coming out of your mouth, only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
那我太太道歉，因为她说的虽然没有错，但是那样子说没有造就那个弟兄，而是打击了他的心。
What my wife said was not wrong, but the way she said it hurt the other brother.
那我太太肯这样道歉，让那个弟兄很惊讶，也非常的佩服。
That brother was very surprised and felt very happy due to my wife's apology.
后来接下来的二十多年，他好几次跟别人提这件事情。
In the next 20 some years, his brother mentioned this incident to others several times.
那他说的是，徐信道真难得，可以把太太管得这么好。
What he said is, 徐信道 was really a good man because he trained his wife so well.
这真的是误会。
That's a misunderstanding.
很谦卑道歉的是我的好太太，我是沾了她的光。
沾了她的光。My wife was the person who was humble and made the apology.But instead, I was given the credit.
那我讲这个实例是希望大家彼此勉励。
So what the reason why I told you this is, I wish we could encourage each other.
在做每一件事，在说每一句话之前，让我们多想想，这样说，这样做是否造就人。
Whatever we do, whatever we say, we should before we do it or say it, we should think carefully whether this would build others up.
对于我们已经结婚的夫妻，我们也可以这样想一想。
For the married couple, let's think.
我所说所做的是否造就我的配偶？
Whatever I say and all I do, would this build up my spouse?
同样的，我们做父母的也可以想想，我们对孩子所说所做的是否造就他们？
As parents, we need to think that whatever we say or do to our children, would this build them up?
我跟每一位父母一样，都有失败的地方。
Just like every other parent, I fail too.
我也跟每一位先生一样，都有需要继续改进的地方。
Like every husband, I have some areas need to be improved.
让我们彼此勉励，常常记得这个原则。
But let us encourage each other and keep this principle in mind.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
第四个原则跟第三个相关，出现在哥林多前书十六章十四节。
There's a close relationship between the third principle and the fourth principle in 1 Corinthians 4章,
16.
Chapter 16, verse 14.
圣经说，把你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
The Bible says, do everything in love.
在这里我只简单的提一下。
I would simply mention,
哥林多前书13章提醒我们爱的重要。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it mentions the significance of having love.
但是很有意思，那段经文一开始就说，行很多善事的人未必心中真正有爱。
But interestingly, it says here, for some of the people, even if they have a lot of good deeds, but they do not truly have love in their hearts.
的确有很多人是行了很多的善事，但他心中爱的是自己。
Really, a lot of people, some of the people, they have practiced a lot of good deeds,But what they really love is themselves.
他们是追求自己的理想，或者想要得别人的称赞。
They have ambition. They like to win praises from others.
有些人可以一边行善事，一边却伤害别人。
Some of the people, on the one hand, they practice good deeds. On the other, at the same time, they hurt others.
我们知道有一些人在商场上，他用非常狠毒的手段做生意，然后捐很多钱做慈善的事。
We know some of the business people.In their own business, they use every means, even vicious means, to make a lot of money, but at the same time, they donate a lot of money for charity.
我们在教会里面也要谨慎保守我们的心。
We also need, in the church even, we also need to be cautious to keep our heart.
以前我在加州遇到过一位姐妹。
One time in California, I met one sister.
她非常热心积极地做很多的善事。
She was active, enthusiastic to practice, to serve others.
她应该是很有爱心。
Of course, we would think that she has love in her heart.
但她却常常批评攻击别人。
But very often she criticized others.
她非常容易不满。
And she easily got dissatisfied.
所以她教会就换了一间又一间。
She switched from church to church.
非常可怜，也非常可惜。
She was very pitiful, and we feel sorry for her.
类似的错误，我们也很容易犯。
Things like this, the mistakes we often make too.
圣经提醒我们，凡你们所做的，都要凭爱心而做。
So the Bible reminds us that do everything in love.
希望我们牢记在心。
Let us keep this in mind.
第五个原则出现在罗马书14章21节。
The fifth principle, is in the Romans chapter 14 verse 21.
So, 无论什么事情，如果会叫弟兄跌倒，那我们就不要做。
Everything is permissible. It is better not to do anything else that will cause your brother to fall.
其实哥林多前书也提到同样的原则。
Of course, this principle is also mentioned in the First Corinthians.
那这个原则跟前面提的两个非常相关，但是层次更高。
This principle is on a higher level.Than the previous two principles, which are associated with this one.
那哥林多前书和罗马书会提到这件事情，是因为当时教会里面的人对一些食物能吃或不能吃有不同的看法。
The reason why the First Corinthians and the Romans all mention this because at that time in the churches, some of the people have different, have the arguments about whether the food can be eaten or not.
在哥林多是拜偶像非常兴盛的地方。
In Corinth, it was an area. Corinth, it was an area where a lot of people worship idols.
但他们在市场上根本买不到没有被用来祭拜过的肉。
So it's hard to find meat which were not used for worshiping idols.
那基督徒可不可以吃这些拜拜过的肉呢？他们有不同的看法。
Can Christians eat this meat which were used for worshiping idols? So these people have different arguments.
有的人心里很不安，说我们不能吃。
Some of the people feel uneasy in the heart, said we couldn't eat it.
有的人有信心说我们的神胜过这些假的偶像，放心吃吧。
Some of the people are very confident that our God, is more powerful than these idols.So we don't have to worry about eating this meat.
那罗马教会的问题不一定是跟拜偶像的肉有关。
So the problem with the issues with the Roman churches not necessarily associated with the worshiping the idols.
有可能是因为市面上卖的肉多半没有照着犹太人旧约时代的习俗小心处理。
It may be the meat sold in the market was not carefully processed according to the Jewish custom man's regulations.
那出生于犹太背景的基督徒就觉得这些肉不能吃。
So those Christians with the Jewish background saw that these meat is not fit for eating.
而出生于非犹太背景的基督徒就觉得凭着信心有什么不能吃的。
So those Christians without any Jewish background, they feel that by faith in the Lord, whatever we, why this meat cannot be eaten.
那出身犹太背景的保罗在罗马书十四章就先给了一些原则。
So Paul, with the Jewish background, gave us some principles in the book of Romans.
Chapter 14. 他给的原则先是吃的人不可轻看不吃的人。不吃的人不可论断吃的人。
So the principle is in chapter 14, it says, the man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does.
然后后来又说，无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
Paul continues to say that it is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother to fall.
意思就是说，就算你本来有信心相信，这样吃这样喝是合宜的。
That means even if you believe that you drink, you eat, it's okay.
但是如果你知道当着别的弟兄这样的做，会让他信心软弱，甚至跌倒，那就宁可不做。
But if you know that by doing this in front of other brothers, it will weaken their faith or cause them to fall, it's better not to do it.
那在我自己生活当中，有一件事，我是因为这样的原则自我约束的。
In my own life, because of this principle, I control myself.
就是我选择不再参与任何社交性的喝酒。
I choose not to participate in any social drinking event.
其实信主之后没有多久，我就决定不再像以前和我的朋友一起喝酒。
Soon after I became a Christian, I decided not to join our friends in drinking events.
但是起先那个门没有百分之百的关紧。
But in the beginning, the door was not shut closely.
后来我要全职侍奉的时候，我意识到一件事情。
When I became a full-time pastor, I realized one thing.
作为一个传道人，我如果不把这个门关得更紧，会对其他的基督徒和慕道朋友有不好的影响。
Being a pastor, if I do not close this door tightly, I will have the bad influence on other Christians.
所以为了替众人以及主的教会着想，我就做了坚定的决定，从此不再参与任何社交性的喝酒。
Thinking about other people in this church and all other sisters and brothers, I decided not to join any social drinking event.
对教会整体而言，我们教会和很多教会一样，都维持一个简单的原则。
Take the church as a whole. Our church is similar to other churches. We keep one principle.
就是我们教会和团契举办的任何活动都不可以有社交性的喝酒。
That is, in any events sponsored or organized by our church.We do not allow drinking.
任何外面的团体要借用我们教会的场地办活动，也不能喝酒。
Any other organizations who would like to rent our space in the church, they are not allowed to have any drinking either.
这倒不是我认为圣经绝对禁止人喝酒。
That doesn't mean that I feel the Bible strictly restricts us from drinking.
实际上，我认为圣经也肯定酒的一些正面的价值。
In fact, I'm very clear that in the Bible, some of the values of drinking is affirmed.
也提到一些合适用酒的情形。
Also, it mentions on several occasions why it's fit.
只是我们要考虑到社交性饮酒有可能叫一些慕道朋友或基督徒跌倒。
But we need to be aware that some of the social drinking events may cause our brothers or seekers fall.
我确实知道发生在好几间教会的实例。
I'm aware of some of the things that happen in other churches.
都是因为一些基督徒认为，我们几个人聚在一起喝喝酒，没有什么不可以的。
It all started with some of the Christians. They came together to have some drinking, so no big deal.
但是后来发生了让人跌倒的事。
But as it evolves, it caused other people to fall.
这样的事情一旦发生了，造成的伤害很难弥补。
Once it happens, it's irreparable.
所以对我们基督徒来说，在这些事情上要格外慎重。
Therefore, to our Christians, we need to be extremely cautious.
尤其是像我们有心服侍主的人，理当为众人的缘故，自愿遵行一个更高的标准。
For us Christians who like to follow the Lord, we should voluntarily follow a higher standard.
那第六个原则跟这个息息相关。
So the sixth principle has everything to do with this principle.
哥林多前书十章三节也说，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
In the First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
在我们没有信主之前或刚信主的时候，面对各样决定的时候，多半还是最关心自己的利益和喜好。
Before I became a Christian, or soon after I became a Christian, what I care most is about my own interest and my hobbies.
我想大家都是这样。
I believe most of the people are the same.
我们希望少一些束缚，多一些自由。
We would like less control and more freedom.
我们希望能够得到自己想要得的。
We would like to pursue and get what we want.
在我们灵命成长的时候，会有一个迹象。
But there will be a sign for our spiritual growth.
就是你会越来越少计较自己的得失。
So you become more and more care about your own loss or gain.
而越来越关心你所做的选择是否荣耀神。
Care more and more about your decision whether your decision can glorify God.
你会开始多想想你上班时候的工作态度是否荣耀神。
You will spend more time thinking about your attitude in your work. Can your attitude glorify the Lord?
在你和你的朋友一块相处的时候，你的言行举止是否荣耀神。
When you socialize with your friends, you will think that.Your behavior, would your behavior glorify the Lord?
那我们在座绝大多数人都是在学业或者是专业研究上相当出色的人。
Most of us here today are very successful in your profession or your study.
有一种想法我们要非常小心的分辨。
So we have to be very careful about one way, one opinion.
就是不要一厢情愿的认为你让人神得荣耀最好的方法就是你在你的专业上得到特别杰出的成就。
Do not think on your own that the one way you can glorify the Lord is to be excellent. I have biggest excellent achievements in your profession.
我绝对相信神乐意看到爱主的人成为最杰出的科学家。
I firmly believe that the Lord wants us to be excellent scientists.
但是我们不要忘了，神最最在乎的是我们是否真心的爱他。
But we cannot forget that what the Lord cares most is whether we truly love Him.
只有全心爱主的人才能够让主得荣耀。
Only those who truly love the Lord can glorify the Lord.
神得荣耀往往不是透过一些人非常成功的得到一般世人所羡慕的东西。
To glorify the Lord is not through some of the people who get the things which the worldly people desire.
而是透过一些人因为爱主他肯放弃一般世人所羡慕的。
Instead, the Lord is glorified through those because of their love for the Lord, they are willing to give up what they like.
大家看看有多少个美国的田径名将都曾经说过他们要拿奥运金牌来荣耀神。
Let us imagine a lot of United States American sports stars. They all said, claim that they will glorify the Lord with the gold medals.
一些人真的就拿到了金牌。
They really won the gold medals.
但他们的生活并不荣耀神。
But their life really didn't glorify the Lord.
相对之下，我们知道这个 Eric Liddle 的故事。
Compared with this, we know the story of Eric Liddle.
他被公认最有希望拿百米金牌。
He was universally acknowledged that he was the most hopeful for the 100-meter gold medal.
但是在1924年那个奥运把百米预赛排在主日举行的时候，他愿意放弃。
But when he heard that in 1924 Olympic Games in Paris, and so the race for the 100 meters was arranged on a Sunday, so he was willing to give up the race.
因为他立定他把主日要分别出来敬拜神，他有这样的心志。
Because he was determined to set Sunday aside to worship the Lord.
当这两者有冲突的时候，他祷告之后， 他愿意放弃拿金牌的机会。
When there was a conflict between determination and the date of the game, he decided to give up.
是因为他肯舍，最后让神得到更大的荣耀。
Due to his giving up, Lord is glorified.
同样也是因为他肯舍，他回应神的呼召去中国当宣教士。
In the same way that because he was willing to give up, he responded to God's calling to serve in China.
甚至后来死在中国。
He gave his life in China.
他生命的见证一直到今天依然激励许多的人继续让神得荣耀。
His life testimony continues to encourage other people to glorify the Lord until today.
所以让我们不要老是一厢情愿想我可以再得什么更高的成就来荣耀神。
So do not think on your own that you want to achieve more and more to glorify the Lord.
也许我们需要多想想的是，我愿意舍下什么来荣耀神。
What we need to think more seriously is what we are willing to give up to glorify the Lord.
第七个原则就跟前两点有关。
The seventh principle has something to do with the previous two principles.
保罗在哥林多前书九到二十三节说：“凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故。”为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Paul said in the First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 23, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
保罗讲这个不是随便说说说的好听而已啊。
Paul said this is not only for the face value.
他的一生见证出他讲的这句话。
His life testifies what he said.
他四处奔波传扬福音建立教会。
He went everywhere to preach the Bible to set up the churches.
他的足迹遍满了小亚细亚，甚至把福音带进了欧洲大陆。
His footsteps was all over in Asia Minor. Even he brought the gospel to the Europe.
他无论去哪里，去是为了福音的缘故而去。
Wherever he went for the gospel.
他在一些地方有时候停留几天或者一两年，停也是为了福音的缘故而停。
He sojourned in some of the places for a couple of days or a couple of years. It's also his stop was for the gospel.
他曾经受过非常高深的教育，相当于今天的大学甚至是研究所。
He received high education equivalent to today's college or graduate school.
在他那时代的人当中，他的表现是一等一的。
He was the first rate among his people at that time.
但他信主之后，无论去哪里，他是靠支帐篷的收入来维生。
When he became a Christian, wherever he go, he made a living by creating tents, making tents.
其中一个原因是他借着这个工作，可以在市场最热闹的地方多接触人。
One of the main reasons why he did this is he could get in touch with people in the busiest area in the market.
所以他活是为福音而活，他后来死也是为福音而死。
He lived for the gospel, he died for the gospel too.
以前我几次去大陆教课，班上的学生多半是农村的传道人。
In the past, for a couple of times I went to China to preach, students in my class were farmers, pastors, by the professional farmers.
他们又要干农活，又要全时间传道，非常辛苦。
So they did full-time service, also working on the farm. It was really hard life for them.
1997年我去的时候，班上有一位学生，我非常非常的喜欢。
In 1997, I went to China. One of the students in class, I really liked him a lot.
他是一位小我至少15岁20岁的一位年轻弟兄。
He was at least 15 or 20 years younger than I.
那2002年我又刚好到他那个省份去教书。
In 2002, it happened that I went to the province where he was to teach.
那他听说有一位徐老师要来，他猜想大概是我。
When he heard that a professor by the name Xu would come to teach, and he guessed it might be me.
Just teacher, not professor. Just teacher.
Everybody who teaches is a professor.
他就花了半天的车程专程到我们的培训点来见我。
So he spent half a day on his trip to come to see me.
我一看到他我就惊讶，年轻的他怎么老得这么快。
I was so surprised to see her that he grew up old so quickly.
我再一握手，更惊讶他手的皮已经变得又粗又硬。
When I shook his hands, I was even more surprised that because his hand was full of callous skin.
那时候他一边干农活，一边牧养教会。
he raised a church also working on the farm.
到02年的时候，他牧养那一片几十个聚会点，加起来超过1000多人的聚会。
By the year 2002, the church he raised or he helped to build up, there were over 1,000 people.
感谢神，我这次去因为地方很远所以也没有见到他。
This time, I went to teach in China. The area is far away from him. I didn't have a chance to see him.
但是很巧，居然有人刚好跟我提到这位弟兄。
By accident, somebody mentioned him to me.
告诉他，他爱主、侍奉主的榜样激励很多人。
And he told me that this brother's example of loving God and serving God inspired a lot of people.
这次在我这次刚去的这次，在我班上学生来自农村的不多。
This time in my class, when I was in China, in my class, not many people are from farms.
有些人本来是打鱼的。
Some of them are fishermen.
有的人开鞋店。
Some of them have running a shoe store.
或者开店帮人缝衣服。
Or they sew clothes for others.
那他们开这些店，也借这些店来接触人传福音。
By running these stores, they take the opportunity to get to know people to spread the gospel.
而且他们用这一技之长来维生。更方便能够建立一间一间的教会。
So it's also convenient for them to build up the house churches.
而且遇到有培训的机会或服事上有任何的需要，他们只要把店门一拉起来关掉，随时就可以走。
So whenever there's a chance for training or like need their skills to train other people, it's also easy for them just close the door. They can just come their way.
而且要关多久都没有关系。
So it doesn't matter how long they will be away from their store.
那我们夫妇跟他们交谈。
So we couple talk with them,
认识他们
and know them,
听他们的见证
listen to them,
真的是非常受激励
we are inspired by them too.
上个主日艾保罗牧师讲到的时候用了罗马书十二章
last Sunday sermon, Pastor Paul mentioned the Romans,
chapter 12. 那篇圣经教导我们要将身体献上当作活祭。
The scripture teaches us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
在我班上那些学生的身上，我真是看到他们把那样的生活给活出来了。
So from the students in our class, I really see that they live the life like that.
好，我们讲了七点原则。
So we talk about 7 principles.
考试一下。
Now a test.
第一点原则是什么
？The first one.
Okay.
Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
但不对。第二呢
？Second one.
啊，总不要受他辖制。
I will not be mastered by it.
第三呢
？Third one.
要选择能够造就人的。
Choose to be constructive.
第四呢？要凭爱心而做。
Do everything love.
第五呢
？Fifth.
如果会叫别人跌倒，那就宁可不做。
It's better not to do anything which will cause our brother to fall.
第六呢
？Six.
要为荣耀神而行。
Do everything to glorify the Lord.
第七
？Seven.
为福音的缘故。
For the gospel.
最后，让我用哥林多前书九章二十三节后面几节来做总结。
To sum up, I'm going to use the last few verses in the First Corinthians.
这边用赛跑做比喻。
He used the running a race as a parable.
其实它的重点不是说我们要跟别人比较或比赛。
The key point is not we're going to compete with others in the race.
而是它强调那个心智、那个决心的重要。
But it emphasizes on your will, your determination.
我们一定要有一个强烈的心智。
We must be determined.
要全力跑到终点，要得到最后的奖赏。
Use all our strengths to reach the end terminal to get.
如果没有这样坚定的心智
，If we don't have a determined mind,
我们虽然信主了，每天的生活还可能跟没有信主的人没有什么差别。
Even if we become Christians, our life wouldn't be different from the life we lived before or life by others.
如果没有这样委身的态度
，If we are not committed.
我们在生活当中面对非要选择的时候，会受环境当中利弊得失的影响来做决定。
So our decision will be influenced by the loss and gains in the environment and also our own center.
如果没有如此清楚的目标，
if we don't have a clear purpose,
我们的生活会懒懒散散的，
our life will be casual,
我们不会培养出来良好的属灵纪律。
So we wouldn't cultivate in ourselves the good spiritual principles.
早就我们已经看到圣经说敬虔是需要操练的。
So earlier we noticed that to be godliness we need to practice it.
如果我们想要成为一个属灵的人，越来越像耶稣基督，
if we want to be a holy person more and more like Jesus Christ,
那个关键是在于我们如何在每天的生活当中顺从神的引导来做大大小小的决定。
So we need to follow God's will in our decision making, big or small, in our daily life.
耶稣基督为我们死。
Jesus Christ died for us.
他要我们接受他。
He wants us to accept him.
而且存着感恩的心选择这一生为他而活。
Choose to live our life for him with a gratitude heart.
其实什么叫做为耶稣而活？
What do we mean by saying living for the Jesus?
就是在每天的生活当中选择让耶稣在我们的心中做王做主。
We need to choose Jesus as a king in our daily life.
让他复活的生命在我们里面引导我们来活。
Let his resurrected life to lead us in our heart.
让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a song.
为耶稣而活。
Live for Living for Jesus.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
Sing with the language you are most familiar with.
Living for Jesus, all I want.With a pleasure and a sin, try to make God again out of you. Let me for Jesus, God in me. Help me to serve thee more and more. Help me to praise thee more and more.Living thy presence, save my name, and precious message from thee, O day. Watch up with Jesus, the high chief, how would you see there through my knees? I wish myself.Thank you.
求你帮助我们
Dear Father, we plead you to help us.
让我们这一生为你而活
So that we live for you.
也就经历到为耶稣而活的平安与喜乐
We can experience the joy and peace when we live for Jesus.
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name. Amen.